I'm Brandon Isle. I'm with BYU Idaho Radio. David Pulsifer, a faculty member in the Department of History, Geography, and Political Science at BYU Idaho, joins me in the studio today. David, thanks for being here.
Thank you for the invitation.
Now, this is exciting. I think BYU Idaho is just great as it's searching for the needs of students and in the workforce and just coming up with new and different ways to help students achieve better and better things. And there's a new minor that you're kind of the lead faculty member over. Can you tell me about this minor?
Yeah, it's a minor in peace and conflict transformation. It is a 21-credit minor, and it's very interdisciplinary. So it draws from courses from all over the university. In fact, what we did was basically cobble together a program from existing classes that were already being taught, added one new class, transformed another class, and we had a minor ready to go, already out of the box, so to speak, here at BYU Idaho. We just had to find the pieces to put it together.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, where you can kind of cobble these things together mm-hmm. without having to create something out of, you know, just mm-hmm. out of nothing. Can you tell me about that process and how this got started?
Well, we live in a world in which conflict is increasingly destructive. All conflict is not necessarily destructive. In fact, conflict is at the very heart of creation and is a necessary part of the universe. But engaging conflict in creative ways is increasingly becoming difficult because the world is moving to destructive models of conflict. And our students don't really have a great models of how to engage conflict in creative and constructive ways. So there are a number of us here on campus that have been teaching pieces of conflict resolution, conflict transformation, history of peace, and so on. And we got together and figured out a way that we could unite our efforts together, give students a more focused way of studying and gaining skills in mediation and reconciliation and peace building that they could take with them into their homes or into their workplaces or into their communities and maybe even on the international stage. And it just began with conversations, walking around campus, talking with different faculty, finding out who was doing what, and then inviting people to participate. And there was a very enthusiastic response from departments all over campus. And we got together, figured out which classes would be the most. We actually had to pare down the classes, the list that we had, because we had so many to draw from. And we came up with a relatively slim list of classes and went to the administration and proposed the minor. They saw immediately that this is relevant in today's world, that this would make students better employees, better members of their families and communities. And so it was a fairly smooth process by which it was approved. And last spring, we began teaching our first official classes in the minor.
Yeah, so this is the second semester right now.
Correct.
And I'm guessing 21 credits, that's about 7 classes,
mm-hmm.
is that right?
Correct.
And what type of classes are we talking about here?
So the minor has two courses that are required of all students. We have an introductory course called Conflict and Peace. It introduces students to the basic principles, theories, and skills of peace building and mediation and reconciliation. And then we have a set of classes. Students take a class from one of they have 4 different categories that they need to take, a class from each of the 4 different categories. They can take one class from family and interpersonal category, and then there's a category on cultural and religious conflicts, and then business and organizational conflicts is a 3rd category, and our 4th category is political and international. So students are learning or taking classes at all levels of peace building, from very intimate, in the home, between friends, all the way up to large-scale international conflicts. And then we have a capstone course, Peace 450, which will be an opportunity for students to bring all of what they've learned from their other courses together into a final peace-building focus, learn more advanced skills in mediation, learn more advanced theory in conflict and peace studies, and then also to create a project that will advance greater peace in the world in one form or another.
Does that project, does that end up in the creative works and research? I'm forgetting what it's called. That
the conference.
That conference, yes.
Yes, where the students present work. That's a fantastic idea. We hadn't really thought about it, but that would be a very logical place for them to present some of the things that they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, just such a broad swath of information that they're learning, and so many applications, I think, as they go out into the workforce and, as you mentioned, the community and the family. What kind of students are being attracted to this, and what are they, I guess, what's the hope for them as they graduate and move on?
The fascinating thing is that we're drawing students from all over campus, and right now we have done zero advertising of this minor. We also offer, by the way, offer a cluster, a 15-credit cluster if students don't want to do the full minor. But the we've got students that are coming from communication. We've got students coming from business. We've got students coming from sociology, psychology, history. I think we have some general studies. I think even some of the sciences. And the great thing about the minor or the cluster is that it really just enhances whatever career training a student is doing here at the university. So if they are in business and then they can take a minor in peace and conflict transformation, that makes them more marketable on the job market because they can tell a future employer, I have background, I have some training in mediation. I know how to resolve conflicts in the workplace.
Contract disputes. I mean,
exactly.
It can just, in business, lots of applications. Yeah.
Understanding how conflict works and how to transform it into something creative is a skill that will enhance almost any field, biology, history, sociology, all of the places our students are coming from. We believe that this minor will and or cluster will help them to bring greater peace to the world, to be followers of the Prince of Peace and be able to make that real in ways that sometimes we hope for peace, but we don't know what to do or how to, we see a conflict and we don't know what to do with it. Our students will hopefully have much greater skills in being able to do that, whether it's at home and they don't actually go into the workplace or it is in whatever career they go, they jump into, or wherever their career takes them, those skills, I think, will continue to be relevant.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is such a bonus that BYU-Idaho has, this interdisciplinary studies where you can do something like this. Mm-hmm. You can go, hey, here's a need, and here's what we can do. And like you said, a smooth process because it fits that mission of BYU-Idaho to create better leaders, you know, disciple leaders in the home, the community, and in the world, really. Just a great, great thing. How many students in the program right now?
Well, currently we have 16 minors, so we're just, you know, right at the beginning.
Yeah.
We're hoping that will grow. Our first semester, we offered one class with 25 students. This year, this semester, we offered three sections of the class, 25 students. We filled every class, had wait lists. I asked students how are they finding out about this, and they're just finding as they go on to register, the course is showing up on their grad plan as a prerequisite for another course, or it's showing up. They're just in the pull-down menu, they see the word peace, and they wonder what that is, and they go to it. So we're just right now getting students that have just word of mouth have heard about it. We are hoping to be able to be much more intentional in our recruiting, but we've got 16 students. I expect it's going to grow as the word gets out.
Yeah. Are you getting some feedback from some of these students, even if they're not minors or cluster students, just taking these classes?
Yeah, a lot of the students that are just kind of seeing this class show up, and then they get in the class and they want to become a minor in it because they just thought it was a prerequisite for another class, and they realize it's also part of this bigger program. And as they begin to realize the value of it, as they get further into it and discover the joy that comes from helping to resolve conflicts, they want to become a part of it. So it's been fun to watch students kind of catch the vision and the fire of peace building and conflict resolution.
Yeah. If you could say something, just something brief to a student to entice them to take this, what would you say to them?
I'd say if you're interested in bringing peace to a world that is rife with conflict, then if you're interested in learning how to engage conflicts that you've been frustrated in the past and the way you have engaged them, if you want to learn how to be more creative and constructive in those things, if you are interested in nudging the world just a little bit closer to Zion, then this minor is a place for you. And it will be not only practical in that ultimate sense of the word, but also in the proximate sense of value, that there will be... it will make you a more attractive job candidate as you leave the university.
David Pulsifer is faculty member in the Department of History, Geography, and Poli Sci. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you again.